Making sure you're sitting comfortably. Beginning to allow the eyes to close. Beginning to notice your breath. The rise and fall of each inhale and exhale. Beginning to expand your breathing now, filling the lungs, expanding the chest, and exhaling completely, a deeper breath now, filling the belly, filling the lungs, filling right up to the shoulders, till you feel completely full. Then taking another little sip of air, holding it for a few moments, and relaxing, releasing the breath, exhaling completely. Continuing to deepen your breathing now as you notice your posture. The next breath, consciously pushing into the earth through your sit bones, extending up through the column of your spine, and visualize that you're allowing more space between each and every vertebrae of your spine. Extending your crown to the heavens so that you sit like a king or queen on your throne, steady as you simply breathe. Notice the earth holding you. And feel with each breath you're becoming more and more present to yourself. Letting go of any tensions, any worries, any activity of the mind, allowing it to soothe with each breath. As you continue to breathe long and deep, notice if you're carrying any tension in your face, relaxing the jaw, yawning if you can, relaxing the muscles of the face and bringing a nice smile so that you smile to yourself. You're meeting yourself now, there where you sit, smiling into every breath. The eyes are closed. And I invite you to roll your eyes up so that you're looking out from the center of your forehead. This stimulates the optic nerve. And in turn, affects the pituitary gland in the brain to help us to develop oneness of mind and intuition. Relaxing the mind. So in a moment, I invite you to bring your hands together and generate some heat, rubbing the palms together. Generating some heat as the nerve endings are stimulated. There in your palms, telling your body you're opening to a process of healing and transformation. So we begin our practice by tuning in with a mantra, which means I bow to the divine teacher, the Aung Namo Guru Dev Namo. We sing this 3 times, chanting from the heart, and the hands are together in prayer pose, left and right palm touching. And we push in with the knuckles of our thumbs into the meridian at the heart center. Just the base of the ribcage, so that you can imagine you're making a triangle with your head at the crown and your 2 elbows at the two angles at the base. So So breathing into this posture, and we'll begin to chant. The Ong is vibrating at the roof of the mouth. Ong, O-N-G. Namo, I bow. Guru, that which takes me from darkness into light. Dev, divine. Namo, I bow. I bow to that which brings me from darkness into light. A divine teacher within and around myself. Circulating, making your intentions for your practice, your prayers for yourself, and exhaling, releasing the root lock and taking a few nice deep breaths, noticing the energy flowing around you and within you, becoming aware, just noticing as you bring your attention to the world within yourself. And now to offer extra layer of protective energy, there's a second mantra that we use in Kundalini Yoga, the Mangala Charan Mantra, to surround the aura with light. It's the Ad Gure Name, Jugad Gure Name, Sat Gure Name, Siri Guru Deve Name. Again, we chant this three times, the same position. The hands are together, pushed together at the heart center. Inhaling. Ad Gure Name, Jugad Gure Name, Sat Gure Name, Siri Guru Deve Name. Ad Gure Name, Jugad Gure Name, Sat Gure Name, Siri Guru Deve Name. Ad Gure Name, Jugad Gure Name, Sat Gure Name, Siri Guru Deve Name. Inhaling again and pulling the root lock. Noticing within yourself the energy. And then when you're ready, gently exhaling and allowing the hands to rest on the knees in Gyan Mudra, which is with the thumb touching the index finger, which is a mudra, hand position for developing wisdom, knowledge. Now you're ready to begin your meditation. Nam.